Receiving comfort and strength. Teaching us based on Isaiah chapter 40, verse 1 through 5, verse 25 through 26, and verses 29 through 31. In verses 1 through 5, Isaiah is to comfort God's people. The people of God have suffered for their sins. Now is time to be comforted. The glory of the Lord is to be revealed. Prophecy often has double meaning. It means release from captivity and the ministry of Jesus. In verses 25 through 26, God has no equal. He is the creator of great things. His power and strength are unmatched. In verses 29 through 31, God gives power to those who are weak. When the youth run out of energy, God's people will be given power. Those who wait on the Lord shall walk and not faint. A key idea in today's lesson is God has comfort for his people when they repent. Prayerfully, we will be challenged to repent and enjoy God's comfort. Our first application is sin causes judgment. Notice that it is sin that led to the Jews' punishment. They were overtaken by Babylon. Prior to this text, Isaiah had been focused on so much judgment. The stubborn and unrepentant sins of the Jews led to 39 chapters of this book focusing on judgment. Sadder than our text is that many of us have so much negativity in our lives because of our stubborn holding on to sin. Let's work on releasing the sin in our lives, so we can stop having so much judgment in our lives. When we know about studying, serving, and giving, but don't obey, such we are acting like punished Jews in the text. Our second application is repenting to be comforted. Notice in verses 1 through 2 that there was comfort after judgment. We should thank God that his punishment of sin doesn't mean that he doesn't love the sinner. If we would turn from our sins to judgment, to righteousness, God will turn from punishing us to comforting us. If we take 20 years to repent, it will take 20 years to receive comfort. If we never repent, we will never be comforted. But if we repent today, we can be comforted today. Let's work on repenting today so we can be comforted today. Our level of obedience has much to do with what God puts on the hearts of his spokespeople, on that are pastors, teachers, etc. A church that is involved in the community doesn't need much preaching in that area. But a church that fails to love receives a healthy dose of love preaching until there is repentance towards love. Our next application is the trustworthiness of God's word, the trustworthiness of God's word. Notice in verse 5 that the revelation of God is sure because the Lord has spoken it. Many will quickly declare that they believe in the trustworthiness of God's word, but yet in our deeds we behave as if we don't. God's word clearly teaches that if we obey him, he will bless us. See Luke chapter 11, verse 28. And if we don't obey, we are subject to his punishments. See Hebrews chapter 12, verse 6. And yet too many of us fail to obey simple matters like being registered readers, being loving husbands, submissive wives, bright lights in our community, and the list goes on. Let's obey like we believe that God's word is trustworthy. Our next application is obeying like God has no equal. Notice in verses 25 through 26 that Jesus is the unequal creator. There is nothing and no one in this world like God. Our best friends don't love us like the Lord. Our worst enemies are no match for the Lord. As nice as this may sound, our behavior shows what we really believe. Let's obey God's will like we believe that He is in a category all by Himself. This kind of obedience should be noted for loving God with all that we have and loving others as we love ourselves. A lack of loving is evidence of a lack of believing that God is unequal. Our last application is waiting on God. Notice in verses 29 through 31 that God gives strength that outperforms even that of youth. Those who have strength outside of special divine strength will discover that it will give out on them. But those who wait or trust in God will discover that God gives a strength that goes well beyond anything that we can take any credit for. It should be noted that those who trust in the Lord are yet expected to run and walk according to God's will. Too many behave as if waiting on the Lord only includes sitting. Let's work on trusting God enough to keep moving at all His commands. Living out this application calls for us to keep on obeying God's principles for families, friends, finances, health, community, and church. It is an obedience that is based on our trusting God to take care of His own, even when there is no or very little apparent fruit for our labor.